how to measure the complexity itself.
Yeah.
This one of the issues. Mm. Okay. And in some cases, we even generate this exam automatically. Mm. Not by the teachers. Okay. So we build algorithm to do the selection. Okay. Then how to make sure this exam is covering the whole textbook? We don't want to take all questions from chapter one, let's say. Yeah, some of them from chapter one, chapter two, up to the end chapter. Okay. Also, we don't want to take two questions that has the same meaning but in different ways. Okay. Especially because we use many types of questions. Like true false question, MCQs question, fill in blank, sometimes matching between two tables and so on. Okay, so all this at the beginning it looked like technology issues, but actually it is educational issues. Okay, I am able to solve it here in my university. I read some articles in the educational thing, like I found a Bloom, there is something called Bloom theories and so on. Yeah, and then it was my solution, but maybe it's not proper. Okay, I just for the complexity issue, I just categorize each question to three different categories. The first category I call it literal questions. The second one, I call it reorganizational. The third one, I call it evaluational. And each group, each category, I categorize into three subcategories. Low, medium, high. So when the teacher, because we have a bank of questions, when the teacher fill one question into the bank of questions, then he needs to write either it is literal question or it is evaluational question or so on. And the subcategory, is it a low or high or medium? Then I give each of these a weight. Then once I convert it to numbers, then easy to accumulate the complexity. Mm-hmm. Because here I have a 9